Hello and welcome to Beyond Reproach. This is Tux Lurzel.
This is Stephanie Domingo.
We come to you from, well, from both Brooklyn, New York and Detroit, Michigan.
Yes.
Where we record on land belonging to the Lenape Nation, as well as the Ojibwe, Ottawa, Potawatomi, and Wyandotte Nations. Nations that are some of many still very much out here doing their thing, and we would like to acknowledge that. This is the mini-sode of Beyond Reproach, where we just talk about whatever the fuck we feel like talking about.
When I was a kid at school, learning the golden rule, teacher often used to say, if you don't tell a lie, there's not a reason why you can't be like Washington someday. How could Washington be a married man and never, never tell a lie?
So this is a continuation of episode 55, an episode that has been so well received. Like, I love that everyone loves Alice Roosevelt as much as I love Alice Roosevelt.
And I love Alice Roosevelt.
I mean, she's hard not to love.
Yeah.
She was TR's eldest and most flamboyantly amazing daughter. In 1901, when he became president, she became a princess who in many ways kind of trumped her father,
yeah.
Her father's popularity for sure. So 32 years later, her first cousin, Eleanor, would become first lady. These two very powerful women, they were born 8 months and 20 blocks away from each other.
Wow.
They grew up almost like sisters because I mentioned in that episode that they had, well, I guess I hinted at Eleanor's tragic upbringing. So they had that in common. They both were kind of unhappy, kind of lonely. They both felt unloved by caregivers. So despite pretty radically different personalities, they were tight throughout their teen years as well. It wasn't just when they were like babies. Initially, when I thought about this kind of spillover episode, I thought about talking about the details of their beef. Like, where's the beef? Like, I wasn't thinking about what happened, but I kind of wanted to talk about initially, like, the spicy words. However, looking into it, so
white women don't like spice.
No. I know. Here I was thinking they were using Lowry's.
Yeah,
they
no seasoning for these rich white
yeah,
women.
Yeah, no lemon pepper, like no nothing. Black pepper is spicy. So they were trading barbs back and forth, and they were kind of pointed, but they were kind of, to me, like meh.
Yeah.
I didn't really,
okay.
It didn't seem spicy enough. Also, there is a lot of scholarship around their rivalry. There's a book that I used a lot for my last scandal. The title is called Hissing Cousins, and the cover has like snake imagery.
Was it Emily Spinach?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's what they were trying to hint at. And it was a really great book. Like, I got a lot of good information from it. But there was something about like a man, presumably a straight man, talking about two powerful women, like essentially having a cat fight. That didn't really sit well with my spirit. I'm like, I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, no one can hear my eyes rolling through the microphone.
So instead, I want to talk about what happened between these two that caused such a rift. So what happened? The question that I wanted to focus on.
You're phrasing this incorrectly. It's what happened was.
Okay, what happened was something happened between Alice and Eleanor that led Alice to get this boycott. Eleanor's funeral.
What?
Yes.
Oh my God.
The funeral of her closest cousin. Like, how petty is that?
Petty LaBelle over here.
Yeah. I'm like, what happened? What happened between the two of you? Like, was it some shitty ass man that came between you two? Yes. Correct.
Oh.
That is the answer is yes. Obviously,
that'll do it.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, there has to be, like, I smell a man in all of this shit. So this man was a relative. It was Theodore Roosevelt Jr. he is the one who fucked it up between these two women.
Theodore Roosevelt Jr. would be Alice's brother?
Correct. Alice's brother.
Okay.
The fallout happened in 1924, but to set the scene, I have to go back to 1919. That was the year when Teddy Jr. had first won his election to the New York State Assembly. He was a representative for Nassau County, which I'm like, oh my God, Long Island, I know where that is. Like his father, the young TR had just won this election. Like his father had the same position before he became governor of New York State. So that following year, he decides that he's going to hitch his wagon to a charismatic rising star within the party. Because his name is Theodore Roosevelt, he had his eye on that White House.
Yeah.
And can you guess who the man was that he decided he was going to follow behind?
I don't know.
It's all right. No, he's a Republican.
Oh.
So the man was named Warren Gamaliel Harding.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't know who that is, seriously, get with the program. Listen to episode 3 or episode 9 or both. Actually, listen to both if you haven't already. They're really fun, really fun scandals, kind of outrageous in their own ways. So TRJR, he helped Harding win his presidential race. He introduced him to wealthy people in New York because he was a banker before he got into politics. Surprise, surprise.
Mm.
So he moved in an orbit with a lot of really big players in Wall Street. So when Harding was elected president in 1921, good old Warren G did what Warren G did. He was a man who loved to elevate his squad to positions of power where they may or may not be grifting as long as the day is. Like, grifting, they're getting grifty with it. not all of them, but most of them.
Yeah.
And they're not hurting anyone other than the public. So who
no
cares?
No big deal.
So as a cushy little thank you, Warren appointed TRJR to his dad's old position as Assistant Secretary of the Navy. If you remember,
You
remember from episode 9 when I talked about the Teapot Dome scandal, it is the Assistant Secretary of the Navy who is in charge with executing this illegal oil lease.
I had no idea it was him.
It was him.
Huh.
So fast forward a few years, Albert Fall takes a fall. He is sacrificed while TRJR and his younger brother Archie were cleared of all charges. I bring up Archie because it just so happened that he is the vice president of Sinclair's Mammoth Oil Company.
Oh my God, of course he is.
You know, happy coincidence.
Oh God.
You know, it really makes you not think. Like, it's just, you know, coincidence. So,
wow, okay.
It is Archie who would end up dropping the biggest dime on the whole operation.
Mm.
Yeah. Some say that he was innocent whistleblower, that he was just shocked by the levels of corruption. And when it came across, you know, his purview, he told his brother and then they went to the authorities.
Okay.
Maybe he just sung like a canary to save some Roosevelt hide.
Sure.
So there's a lot of sources on both sides, but the fact remains that the brothers walked free.
Yeah.
Their good name
trash.
I mean, the whole thing was trash.
They were rich. The only person that had gotten in trouble at all was not rich.
I know. He was new money rich. He was rich because of them.
He was only rich because of his grift.
Yeah, everyone else had old money.
Yeah.
I guess, tale as old as time, I suppose.
It takes money to grift money.
Oh my God, I love that. I want that on a shirt. It takes money to grift money. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. It's like a Trump biography.
Yeah.
But so the brothers, they walk free. Their like good name is sullied a bit in the press.
Okay.
But people have really short memories.
Yeah.
Like really short memories. So back to TR, JR in 1924. This is the year of Alice and Eleanor's epic falling out. He was running on the Republican ticket in New York's gubernatorial race. Mm-hmm. That word is just so weird.
Gubernatorial.
To me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, why isn't it gubernatorial?
Yeah.
Like, what is a gubernator? Or why don't we have gubernators? You know?
That's the real question.
It's so, I mean, because it sounds stupid, but like, I guess governor sounds stupid too. I don't know. So he's running on the Republican ticket, just as his dad had previously. He's running against a man named Alfred E. Smith. I mentioned the last episode that Alice was a lifelong Republican. That mm-hmm. apparently is not true, because I was kind of wondering, like, why is she friends with LBJ? Like, he's a Democrat.
Yeah.
And then I started seeing pictures when I was putting images of her on Instagram. I started seeing all these pictures of her and like Jackie O and like, or her and JFK or RFK. I was like, why is she hanging out with Democrats? This is so weird. Turns out she changed her political affiliation so she could vote for JFK and LBJ.
Oh, okay.
The anomalies.
Yeah, she voted for LBJ and then didn't want him anywhere near her.
Yeah, well, he's a creep.
Yeah, I mean, facts are facts, America.
She she didn't want him to kiss her.
Sure. I mean, same.
Yeah, exactly. Me too. We all have our hand up. We don't want to be kissed by LBJ. We don't want to see his dick. We don't need anything like that. Yeah, so she voted for both of them and then switched her affiliation right back. But in the 1920s, she was ride or die Republican. This race was especially important to her because Teddy Jr. was the only sibling that she really fucked with.
Okay.
Everyone else she was kind to, but like she didn't really have any like real bond with.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're the closest in age. I believe so.
Okay. Oh, and these would have been half siblings too.
Half siblings. Yeah.
Okay. Of course. Yeah. And I know she didn't like them very much.
No, she didn't.
For good reason.
Yes. So did she want him to win so he would, you know, maybe become president one day? Probably.
Yeah,
I think she was definitely missing access, like the same access that she had to the White House, because during this time she was banned.
Uh-huh. Oh,
so,
that's right.
But she was also just writing for her family's name, trying to because the name had been tarnished slightly.
Okay.
So I think she thought that if he can become governor, then, you know, all will be forgiven.
Sure.
So when JR received the Republican Party nod, he and she just assumed he was going to win.
Yeah.
Just as their father did in 1898. However, as we all know, he did not win.
Mm-hmm.
And this can in part be blamed on Eleanor Roosevelt.
And it looks like we're live here.
I'm one of your hosts, Hamish.
And I'm your other host, Aaron Conway.
And welcome to our show,
The Third Wheel.
And today we're joined by...
Hello, everyone. I'm Anna Blackburn.
I'm Josh.
My name's James.
Yes, I'm Nish.
My name's Snejo.
I'm Gina.
Hi, everyone.
I'm Lil.
This is Jakeshri.
I'm Tam.
Hi, I'm Deja.
I'm Nicole.
I'm Ashley.
My name's Dar.
I'm Shami.
That's just a few of our previous guests. Every episode, we're joined by a Third Wheel to hear their story, debate some juicy topics, and play some games. You can find us everywhere at thirdwheel.fm and follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at The Third Wheel FM.
Right, jumping on this podcast, The Third Wheel. I love being The Third Wheel right now. It's fantastic.
Yeah. As candidates, you know, they stump around when they're during the run up to their election. He was doing the same. He was going around, he was kissing the babies. He was trying to get the votes. Someone else was also doing the same thing, like doing a little bit of stumping of their own. And that person was Eleanor. This bitch drove around New York State in a car with a paper mache teapot on its roof.
Oh my God.
It was her, yeah.
Oh,
it was
God.
Her hope that this imagery would kind of, you know, jog the memories.
Uh-huh.
Reminding the people of like who this dude was.
Her cousin.
Yeah. Her cousin, the Republican, though.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Still, why wild? Okay.
So everywhere that Junior spoke, Eleanor just conveniently happened to be there with her car.
Oh my God, with the giant teapot on top. I love her so
right?
much.
Isn't she so good? It's somehow, I still can't find a picture. I'm going to keep looking. I can't find a picture of it. I read in multiple sources that it was paper mache, but I also read in these same sources that it somehow spouted steam. And I'm like, how didn't it crumble and turn into just a pile of goo? Sorcery is how. So everywhere TRJR was, she was just there, just, you know, talking with the ladies. She wasn't doing a big speech. She was just talking to her lady friends. And she was maybe low-key saying that she felt that Junior was not a chip off the old block.
Ah, okay.
In so many very choice words, she also suggested that he was an immature and easily used man.
Oh, okay, Eleanor.
A little black pepper right there.
just a one turn of the pepper grinder.
So when little Teddy, when he lost his election to Smith by over 100,000 votes, he forever blamed Eleanor. Alice too blamed her. But it was said that Alice had forgiven her for blocking her brother's path to the White House, but also she never showed up to the funeral. So it's,
yeah,
I don't know.
It doesn't really sound like all was forgiven.
Right?
I mean, I know Alice was thirsty for that White House visitation.
Yes.
So was she hanging out at the White House when FDR and Eleanor were in the White House?
She was.
Oh, she was. Okay.
She was. Eleanor, I read that Eleanor extended an invitation to her to come, I think, monthly.
Oh, okay.
And she would always show up.
Well, she just wanted to hang out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She just wanted to hang out. She's not going to say no to that White House.
Yeah. I love Eleanor. I mean, I love them both for very different reasons.
Yeah.
Eleanor was not exciting, but she was like the best. Whereas
powerful.
Alice is exciting, but she's trash when it comes to her politics.
Yeah, exactly. 4 years after this all went down, Franklin would become governor of New York because Smith only had one term, and the rest is history. And we kind of have Eleanor to thank for that. It is suggested that she torpedoed TRJR's run for the governorship because she wanted Franklin to have that spot.
Ah, I see. But he wasn't running yet, but...
He wasn't running yet, but he ran 4 years and then he won it.
Okay, yeah.
So, like, had TRJR won, then maybe...
But they were running on different tickets.
Yeah.
Eh, whatever. Either way.
Yeah. It's thought that she thought that TRJR would be a contender against FDR.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he were already governor... They're not going to like switch Roosevelt's.
Yeah, no. They're absolutely not.
Yeah.
So, the end.
Cool.
Yeah. Well,
that was very informative and beefy.
Beefy?
Yeah. Boof.
Boof. Oh my God.
Some mildly spiced beef.
Yeah, well it's this upper echelon. They don't bring out the claws.
Mhm.
Because they have people to do that for them.
Yeah, they just boiled their beef in milk.
Oh, God. Is that a thing?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
No.
God, I'm willing to believe anything. If you told me that was real, I'm like, white people, you know?
Amazing. Well, that was phenomenal. I'm really glad to know that. And I I really, really do hope that you're able to find images of this steaming car teapot.
I want it so bad. Or at least like someone, like an artist's depiction of it.
Yeah, totally.
Like I'll take what I can get.
Well, I guess that's it then, right?
Yeah, that's it. Short and sweet, y'all.
Love it.
Short and sweet. It's rare for us. I know you're probably probably confused.
That's why I'm like, am I closing the show already? Is this, how do I do this? What do I do? But we're doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you guys. Like, wait, how? Thank you so much for listening to Beyond Reproach. This has been Tux Lursel.
And Stephanie Domingo.
And thank you to our new editor, our new audio editor, Dev. We could not do this without him.
Yeah.
All right.
Impossible.
Impossible. Thanks for listening. Bye. Yeah,
bye.
Thank you for listening to Beyond Reproach. Please note that we are not historians. We're just a couple of drunks who never shut up and love history. A full list of all source information can be found in the show notes on our website. Please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. Written reviews are especially important. If you like us, please do one of two things. Leave us a written review on Apple Podcasts or send this episode to a friend, family member, or someone who you think would be into it. Don't forget to follow us on social media and make sure you follow us on Instagram because we post our cocktail recipes the Thursday before each full episode. Please drink along with us if you are not driving. We also have a shop on beyondreproachpod.com. Get your merch, brand yourselves. And we also have exclusive content on Patreon where you can directly support the production of our show.